Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol THXPF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. To bring everybody up to speed, Thor Exploration has a couple projects. The 100% owned Segilola Gold Project located in Nigeria. This project is ramping up production. It's going to be a main focus of this interview as the company released guidance back at more the beginning to middle of January for the first 3 months and the full year of 2022. We are also going to talk about the Douta Gold Project located in Senegal. Thor holds a 70% interest in this project and has just started up the first phase of a large drill program planned for this year. Segun, let's start off with that January 10th news release, the operational update and guidance for this Segilola project. Now, I know from talking with you at the tail end of last year, the company went through a couple little production hiccups early on when you're ramping up this mine, but those seem to be sorted out because you guys are forecasting now in Q1 between 20 to 22,000 ounces and overall production for the year of up to 100,000 ounces. Take us through the production profile at Segilola now that it does sound like everything is running quite smoothly.
Thanks, Corey. Yes, that's correct. We had some teething issues after declaring commercial production in Q4 last year. But, you know, pretty pleased to say a lot of these issues were third-party issues that we knew if we could iron out, we were very confident in the performance of the plant. So, you know, right from the end of November through to today, should I say, we've had no issues with the plant. Knock on wood, that continues. And when I say we've had no issues, you know, in December, we produced just over 6,000 ounces. In January, that increased again to just over 7,000 ounces. We expect an increase in February as well. And we expect to hit this Q1 guidance of between 20 and 22,000 ounces. Now, if you take a closer look at it, what's particularly encouraging is that we've improved in pretty much all aspects of the process. You know, we've mined at a higher rate than budgeted. The plant has performed at a higher rate than designed in terms of throughput capacity. Recoveries are up month on month from December, 92% in December to 93% in January and improving. And this is all still while using a relatively low grade in terms of Segilola, around about 3 grams per ton. So we've just started putting in some high grade through for the next few months, which should be the case. And look, we expect, hopefully, that the plant continues performing as it has performed. And we expect to meet the upper end of our guidance, should I say, of 100,000 ounces for the year.
Let's talk about some of those recoveries, because as you said, recoveries do continue to improve. The news release in January said average recoveries around 92%, but this has ticked upwards and you're working towards 97% in recoveries. How is this process going to work? When do you think you could get to that 97% target for recoveries?
Yeah, so we did a reserve model last year, in Q1 last year. And, you know, that has us projected getting to 96, 97% recoveries in around about June this year. So to be at 93% now, we're extremely encouraged. But I will also note that on a good day in January and in December, we were at 96, 97%. It's just now about getting that consistently. And it's also worth noting that, you know, the head grade has been in December and January, 2 to 3 grams. So as we now move into the higher grades areas of the pit, of the ore body, we do expect these recoveries to increase from 93%.
Can you remind everybody about that grade uptick? Because even 2 to 3, that's still a relatively high grade for the type of mining that you're doing here. But what do some of the higher grade aspects yield in terms of grade?
Yeah, so over the life of mine, the grade averages just over 4 grams per ton. So if you think about getting to where we are today has largely been mining material 2 to 3 grams, having stockpiles of 1 to 2 grams being mined and stockpiled. We are now going into an area of between 4.5 and 5.5 grams over the next few months. And then in Q3, that ups a little bit to around about 6 grams per ton. So there are a few bumper months coming up. And if we continue to perform as we have been performing, that would reflect very nicely in terms of cash flow.
Can you give us some insights on the cost too of building out this mine? Now that you are in production, well, you know what your costs have been. How did you guys manage to weather this general environment where we're seeing inflation tick up and costs? Doesn't really matter what company you are, costs have gone up. So what have you guys experienced in this environment?
Yeah, I mean, given the high grade nature of this ore body, if we could get into the high grade, then there's enough margin, given the current gold price being well over 1800. So the life of mine all-in sustaining cost is just under $700 in year one. We expect that to be between $850 and $950 per ounce. Obviously, that will depend where we land. In terms of our production, we've given quite a wide range for now, 80 to 100,000 ounces. If we produce 80,000 ounces, obviously our costs will be higher. If we produce 100,000 ounces, they'll be lower in terms of per ounce. So we'll get more clarity on that towards, should I say, middle of Q3 on where we're landing for the year. But so far, what I can say is the costs are on budget. We have a relatively cheap diesel price in Nigeria. Also, part of our development plan is we're switching to compressed natural gas in April, which will even bring our fuel costs cheaper than diesel by another 40%. So we expect that to have a material impact on our all-in sustaining costs as well going forward.
One other aspect that we should quickly touch on before we leave the Segilola project is that near mine exploration drilling has resumed. What insights can you give us in terms of the drilling that's ongoing on this asset?
So the drilling's actually kicking off later this month. Exploration has resumed, but the actual drilling itself kicks off later this month. And we're actually drilling in a situation we haven't ever been before. We have our own lab on site, which has rapidly decreased the assay turnaround times, and which is a game changer in terms of how we explore. We've worked up a large number of drill targets, which we've prioritized near mine and some up to 6 or 7 kilometers away, which can still be considered near mine because it will still be the same plant. But any mineralization here is extremely impactful in terms of the project NPV. There's no significant CapEx requirement now. It's really just about extending the mine life and getting these open pit ounces. So that's ongoing. We expect between now and the end of June to have drilled up to 15,000 meters across a number of prospects. And look, should any of them stack up in terms of mineralization, we'll obviously look to increase the meterage on the top priority targets.
All right, perfect. Thank you for that update at Segilola. Let's now move over to the Douta Gold Project in Senegal. February 7th, you announced that drilling was starting here. I believe the total plans for this year is 30,000 meters, but this phase one program, about 5,000 meters. To bring everybody up to speed, Douta Gold Project already has the initial resource of 730,000 ounces of gold. That was released middle of November of last year. Take us through the big picture plans of this overall total 30,000 meter program for this year, please.
Yeah, so like you rightly say, we hit our first major milestone at Douta last year, which was getting that maiden resource. And that just enables us to have an excellent platform to move forward from. If you remember our drill results, our northernmost drill holes, the drill fence, were still mineralized. So we believe this ore body, we haven't closed it off to the north. So we're looking at extending that. But we also drilled into a new discovery, which is 5 kilometers away north of Makosa, called Mansa. And we have a couple of drill targets even outside Mansa, the Samba and the Maka prospects. So what we're doing with this first 5,000 meters, we're trying to extend Makosa by 1 kilometer to the north first, and then also put a few meters into these other prospects. And then once we get those results back, either try and extend Makosa further to link it to this new discovery by 5 kilometers, or infill Makosa to a higher degree of confidence. What we've worked out now, if the grade remains the same, we're getting about 130,000 ounces every 1 kilometer strike length. So one of our targets now is to get Makosa above 1 million ounces, infill it to a higher degree of confidence. And the major milestone for this year is to get, a preliminary feasibility study done there. So it's a very busy time in Senegal for us.
Yeah, no kidding. And this is, again, just another asset within the company's portfolio. Segun, how do you want investors to view Thor Exploration now that you are in production that has ramped up successfully to your target, but then you also have this drilling ongoing and this Douta project that seems to have a path towards 1 million ounces and pre-fees by the end of this year? What is this package that you think investors should understand out of Thor, please?
Yeah, look, I think the best way to summarize it is we're a growth company and we're underpinned by very strong cash flow. So, you know, we have, even if we had a $900 cost, should I say, for example, at today's gold price, we have a 50% margin. So $900 an ounce on 100,000 ounces of production, which is, you know, $90 million US free cash flow, and versus our market cap of around about 180 million Canadian. So we're very cheap, but that's just our cash flow that underpins our value. Now, in addition to the cash flow, we have significant growth in terms of exploration. We haven't closed the Segilolo project out by any means at depth, so we can extend the mine life that way. We have a number of near mine satellite targets, which, if they are mineralized, you know, go pretty much directly to the bottom line in terms of cash flow. And then we have a project in Senegal, which, unlike a lot of single mine projects, we can look to build our second mine organically. It's a project where we have a great platform of 730,000 ounces, looking to build on that, get a study done. And it's very likely this will be the second mine we build. We have the team, we have the EPC partners, we have the mine building experience. And we're in a country that's had a couple of mines built in recent history as well. So that's us in summary. So this year is actually quite a big year for us. You know, personally, I have four major objectives. First one is to be at the upper end of our guidance, to try and produce 100,000 ounces. The second one is to get to that 1 million ounce deposit size in Douta and a preliminary feasibility study. Third one is to make a near mine discovery. And we're onto that. We're getting exploration underway. And the fourth one is to try and get some kind of dividend policy in place. I'm not sure what it's going to look like, or, you know, if it's definitely going to happen, but that'll be something that defines us well as, you know, a company that's generating cash flow and also returning some returns to shareholders as well.
All right, Segun, very good summary there. The four growth avenues that I think all investors can focus on for this company. Congratulations on getting the mine up and running, and it sounds like you have a big year ahead of you again with all this drilling and continuing on with full-scale production. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Segun to address those, and we will follow up on the back of some more news. Segun, thank you again for the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.